kidnapping of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife solidifies America's role as a gangster state. Violence does not generate peace. It generates violence. The immolation of international and humanitarian agreements, as the U.S. and Israel have done in Gaza and as took place in Caracas, generates a world without laws, a world of failed states, warlords, rogue imperial powers, and perpetual violence and chaos. If there is one lesson we should have learned in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Libya, it is that regime change spawns Frankensteinian monsters of our own creation. The Venezuelan military and security forces will no more accept the kidnapping of their president and U.S. domination done as in Iraq to seize vast oil reserves than the Iraqi security forces and military or the Taliban. This will not go well for anyone, including the United States.
The sad part is that we are not an American First administration. I wish that we were. If we were an America First administration, we would not be involved in the vast numbers of things we are. I think we're an Israel First administration in Washington. I see no evidence for anything that's remotely America First, because our interests do not drive us into wars all over the world. They simply don't exist.
Yeah, crazy world, folks. Crazy world. And to start off the new year, of course, Trump bombs the shit out of Venezuela.
Del mundo están sencillamente impactados de que sea la República Bolivariana de Venezuela víctima y objeto de un ataque de esta naturaleza que tiene sin duda alguna tinte sionista. Es realmente vergonzoso. Lo dijo nuestro padre libertador en la Carta de Jamaica. El velo se ha rasgado, ya hemos visto la luz y se nos quiere volver a las tinieblas. Se han roto las cadenas, ya hemos sido libres y nuestros enemigos pretenden de nuevo esclavizarnos. Si hay algo que el pueblo venezolano y que este país tiene muy claro, es que jamás volveremos a ser esclavos. Se activa toda Venezuela y el decreto que ya fue suscrito por el presidente Maduro, único presidente de Venezuela. Hay un solo presidente en este país que se llama Nicolás Maduro Moro.
Unbelievable, no announcement. This has all come out of the Israeli policy of preemptive strikes. It's all good now, you can just go and bomb anyone that you don't like. So, well, we thought they were doing something bad, so we went and bombed them. Oh, Mr. They were smuggling drugs, of course. Of course, we're not going to show you any of the drugs. We're just going to blow a few boats out of the water and tell you that they're smuggling drugs, then we're going to go and bomb them.
Mierda, marico, se prendió el peo en esa mierda, ¿oyó?
Yo necesito un poco de temblor.
And you know, admittedly, Maduro was not a nice person. He stole the last election, which was in, I think, 2024. But Trump says that he's going in there to save the American people, to stop the drug trade. And then, like before the fires from the bombs that he dropped have even stopped burning, he announces that really that's not the reason they went in there at all.
Reference boots on the ground earlier. Can you just sort of button this up? Do you envision the U.S. military having a presence in Venezuela as the U.S. runs that?
Well, no, we're going to have a presence in Venezuela as it pertains to oil, because we have to have, we're sending our expertise in. So you may need something, not very much. But no, we're going to be taking out a tremendous amount of wealth out of the ground.
Yeah, and that stands to reason, doesn't it? And what are they going to do? They're going to install a new president, and the person they're thinking of is a woman called Maria Machado. And Maria Machado has already basically pledged allegiance to all the wrong people, and that's going to be the new president. And bear in mind, Venezuela was very pro-Palestine. It was very critical of the genocide that was going on in Gaza. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, basically, the United States has been waging a war of sanctions against Venezuela since, I think, the first Trump administration back in 2017. I think it was actually Trump who did it, put sanctions on Venezuela. Basically locked them out of the world financial markets. So that had to take all sorts of steps to become independent, kind of the way Cuba had to do it in what they did. I mean, I don't know if they were locked out of financial markets, but they were locked out of most trade. And Venezuela's kind of had to do the same thing. So the United States has been waging kind of a silent war against Venezuela for at least the last 9 years, if not longer. And you're going to find now that all of that trade, because no one could buy their oil because the United States wouldn't let them. That's why the country was so poor. A lot of people say, like, Venezuela's got some of the world's biggest deposits of oil. Why are the people so poor? It's because the United States won't let them sell their oil to anyone, except China was the only people who buy it. Maybe a couple of other countries. So now you're going to find that all of that oil that was going to China is going to go to Israel. And this will, of course, put sort of a spin on the relationship with the United States and China. So they push everything into everything. They really want this whole World War III thing to start. Of course, this will be a precursor to the war in Iran, because Trump has given the full go-ahead for Israel to go and bomb Iran whenever it likes.
Support an attack, Israeli attack on Iran, if Iran will not have a deal. If Iran will continue with their ballistic missiles and also nuclear weapons.
If they will continue with the missiles, yes, the nuclear, fast. Okay? One will be yes, absolutely. The other was, we'll do it immediately.
Yeah, the peace president. He's unbelievable, isn't he? He even admitted that he's just been giving Israel whatever it wants, whatever weapons it wants to genocide the people of Gaza. He doesn't even ask. He doesn't even know what half the weapons are that they ask for. But if they ask for it, well, he just gives it to them anyway. And gee, what a wonderful job they've done with them.
I can tell you we have weapons that nobody's ever dreamt of. I only hope we never have to use them. I rebuilt the military. I was proud to do it. But some of the things I hated to do, I hated certain of the weapons because the level of power is so enormous. It's so dangerous, so bad. But we have to do what we have to do. We make the best weapons in the world, and we've got a lot of them. And we've given a lot to Israel, frankly. And I mean, Bibi would call me so many times, can you get me this weapon, that weapon, that weapon? Some of them I never heard of, Bibi, and I made them. But we'd get them here, wouldn't we? And they are the best. They are the best. And but you used them well. It also takes people that know how to use them. And you obviously used them very well. But so many that Israel became strong and powerful, which ultimately led to peace. That's what led to peace.
It's like we're living in a comedy movie, folks. It really is. I mean, these people, it's just a clown show at this point. And everything's so in your face. See, Erica Kirk's got a new face they're promoting, some guy, Caleb. And after Charlie's death, her wonderful husband, they got someone else who's carrying on the same grift.
Despite the devastating loss of Charlie Kirk, my incredible husband at UVU, Caleb has persisted with the same grit. It has been a long day. Trust me, you're not a grifter, honey. It's all good.
You can't make this shit up, folks. It's just unbelievable. But they really want to kickstart this war. And another reason why they really need the war with Iran, I mean, Israel really wants this to happen. Because as I've said on the last few shows, they want to build their new temple. They want to anoint their new Messiah on October the 2nd, 2027. And they have to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to do that. Because they're claiming that's the Temple Mount. There's so many archaeological reasons why it isn't the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is actually, or the actual remains of Solomon's Temple is actually south of where the Temple Mount is, because, I mean, historically it's not possible for that to be the place. You needed to have a spring, water there, all sorts of stuff. I mean, if the biblical tales are in any way true, then a lot of the stuff you needed to have the temple there is simply not found at the site. And the nearest site where there are ruins, where everything is there that you would need for the temple, is further south at a place I think called Giron or Gihon or Giron or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, that's getting off topic. But they really need to destroy the mosque. And they can't just go and blow it up, because that will cause a huge outcry from the Arab world, because it's a very, very sacred, holy place in all religions. But Al-Aqsa Mosque is, you know, this is sacred ground. You can't go messing with it. You'll bring on the anger of the entire Muslim world if you do something like that. So they need to kickstart the war with Iran, and then they can claim that the mosque was blown up by a stray Iranian missile. And there's been one rabbi who's already suggested that this is the best way to do it.
We don't know. Maybe one of the missiles will hit the mosque and clear the place for the third Beit HaMikdash. That could also be a miracle. If it was up to me, the last time when they shot hundreds of missiles, I would pretend that one missile came from Iran and shoot it down. You know? Then all the Arabs will go against Iran, it will be the end of the problems. You make them fight with each other, this bunch of lunatics. Never too late. You deal with a bunch of cowards. The Israeli leaders, they just want to pass the week. Let us survive this week. They don't think long term.
Yeah, I mean, they tell you, folks, and they're the masters of deception. I mean, everything they've done has been deceptive. And yeah, what a start to 2026. Chinese year of the fire horse. Interesting sort of a mental image that conjures up. Horseman of the apocalypse, whatever. The fire horse. Supposed to be a year of energetic empowerment for certain energies. I wonder what those energies will be. Here in Acapulco, folks, we had an earthquake here yesterday. 6.5 it was. Bit of damage here near. See those boulders down there on the road? They rolled down from the hill yesterday. Apparently there's a little bit of damage. They felt it as far away as Mexico City. And apparently two people died, 12 people were injured. There was one building came down. It was very shallow. It was about only 10 meters from the surface, so it was quite violent. It lasted maybe 15 or 20 seconds. It was a reasonably long shake and quite a rough one. But Jeff's house withstood it nicely, as it always does. It's a very well-built place. But, yeah, Funny how this sort of stuff happens. I mean, Acapulco is known for it. I haven't seen whether there's actually any damage in town or anything, but yeah. But yeah, can you see what's going on, folks? And they're really still pushing this whole Bondi thing as well. Royal Commission, Royal Commission, Royal Commission. There's a huge propaganda campaign on X to attack the Prime Minister of Australia. And, I mean, they're all corrupt folks, and I'm no fan of the Australian Prime Minister. But again, he's pro-Palestine. He wants to recognise a Palestinian state. He's called for sanction on Israel because of the genocide in Gaza. So, of course, Israel's been staging terror attacks in Australia, like the firebombing of those synagogues. But it hasn't brought the result they wanted, so they've staged a shooting at Bondi. And now they're calling for a royal commission into why the Prime Minister didn't heed their warnings, because they're saying that the shooting in Bondi is a direct result of him not bringing in legislation to stop anti-Semitism, and because he didn't stop the pro-Palestinian marches, he allowed them to go ahead. Figure that one out. That's their logic. Because he allowed people to protest genocide, and because he didn't bring in more laws to curtail people's criticism of Israel, then all these Israelis were killed. Doesn't make sense at all. The only people who would have killed Israelis would be someone who thought, well, you're not paying any attention to these mosque firebombings, we're not getting the legislation we want in place, so we better kill a few people so that you do it for us. You know, cui bono, folks, who benefits? Israel. And he just hasn't capitulated. I mean, it's ridiculous even asking for a royal commission on any of this sort of stuff. It's a shooting. You don't need a royal commission on a shooting to try to attribute blame to anybody but the shooter, and who the shooter might have been inspired by or related to or hired by, or if he was even frickin' real or whatever. This is just a way of trying to manipulate the narrative so they can get rid of the current government in Australia and replace it with a new puppet. Yeah, it's ridiculous, folks. I mean, if we're going to have a royal commission into anything, we need a royal commission into which Australian politicians are being influenced by foreign governments, such as Israel, and route these people out of our political system and have them face charges for treason. That's what needs to happen, folks. There needs to be a royal commission into Israeli interference in Australian politicians and businesses, and dare I suggest, terror attacks. That would be a good thing. A royal commission into what happened at Bondi is a witch hunt that would lead nowhere, which is exactly what it's designed to do. The only thing it's designed to do is replace the Australian government with a more subservient puppet. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if it was someone like Pauline Hanson, who suddenly everybody's had enough, and so they just manipulate the vote, as they do, because it's all electronic now anyway, and suddenly you have someone like Pauline Hanson come in, who would be like the Donald Trump of Australia. She would come in and she would say all this sort of stuff, and she'd complain about all of the migrants and virtually do what she could to create as much tension between races on the ground as she could, as has been happening in America and England and Europe and everywhere. This is the plan, and you know, it's always been part of the plan. And then she would completely sell the country out to Israel and completely capitulate to all of Israel's needs, anything to wipe out and kill the terrible Muslim menace, which has all been done by design. This is how it works. This is how they do it, folks. So wouldn't that be interesting? If we see Al-Aqsa Mosque get blown up in the coming war with Iran, and we see a complete outsider like Pauline Hanson actually come to some position of power in Australia, wouldn't that be? It'd be like clown world. I mean, it already is. But oh my Lord, folks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Little dog here. I don't know whose dog this is. A neighbor's dog, I guess. But yeah. So Trump goes in there and takes out this leader of Venezuela and kidnaps him and his wife, takes them back to America. Who knows what they're going to do with them. And like I said, I mean, he's not a nice person. But it's just crazy. It's crazy. And it's going to get even more crazy, folks. I think it's going to get just nuts once this war goes hot. You know, and a lot of these wars have been sort of cold for a long time, running cold. Like the war the United States has been staging against Venezuela, it's been cold for a long time. But see, Venezuela had taken all sorts of steps to still be able to maintain its independence. Yeah, and Maduro wasn't a good guy, but at least Venezuela was trying to, you know, develop its own, you know, way of funding itself. It was trading with the right people, wanted to develop its own currency. I don't think Venezuela had a Rothschild bank either, come to think of it. Might be one of the only countries left. I know Iran doesn't have a Rothschild bank. But, yeah, I don't think Venezuela had a Rothschild bank either. So that's another reason why they would, you know, want to change what's going on in there and appoint someone who's already pledged allegiance to the state of Israel. It's the same old pattern, folks. Same old pattern that we see everywhere. It's always the same people doing the same things. And they just want to control the world. And they admit it. I mean, I've shown you so many clips now. The Zionist rabbis saying, you know, we've got to destroy Amalek and all the white people must die. And see how happy they are that the migrant invasion is happening. You've seen them say that they're all going to have their own slaves. I saw that rabbi say that you know, Trump, when he pierced his ear, his right ear, then that was becoming a willing servant of his master.
President Trump's right ear was grazed in a symbolic gesture of Exodus 21:6, where the Torah states that a servant who wants to remain with his master needs to have his right ear pierced.
Yeah, and you see just how much he laps up Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, gives him anything he wants, pulls his chair out for him. Just everything. Whenever these two guys get together, then another war breaks out. Yeah, and that's the true president of the United States, folks. It's Benjamin Malkowski. It's not Donald Trump. Did you see the size of the motorcade when Netanyahu came to, I think it was Florida. Might have been Washington, but might have been Florida. Did you see the size of Benjamin Netanyahu's motorcade? I mean, that's twice the size of Trump's motorcade. I mean, how the people of the United States are okay with this, I don't know, folks, but that's who is running the United States and running it into the ground deliberately, because, as I've said so many times, that's the only way you're ever going to be able to bring down the United States, is to do it from within and to crash the monetary system. And his ear, I mean, his ear cartilage doesn't grow back. Ear cartilage doesn't grow back. I saw a tweet the other day. I don't know. I mean, someone posted it and said, tell me this is parody, please. And, like, honestly, if it's not parody, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he actually said this. It has to be parody. So surely he didn't actually say that, because, I mean, cartilage doesn't grow back. But according to Donald Trump, it does. I mean, and you know, it was so staged. But you've seen them say this, you know, it was a ritual. Have to pierce the right ear if you want to become a willing slave. And they've openly said that nations, the only way they're going to survive is if they humble themselves before Israel.
The goal of the nations are to humble themselves before the Jewish nation. If they are able to humble themselves before the Jewish nation, they will gain tremendous blessings.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks volumes, folks. I said on the last show, I mean, they're withdrawing all their funding from the United States. They're not going to be buying weapons from the United States. And weapons is one of the main industries that keeps the United States going. It has to have war. It's destroyed all its other industries. I mean, all it really produces in mass anymore is weapons, you know? A few Tesla cars and shit, you know? Most of the other stuff are just imports now. And they've done that to all countries. Most countries don't produce anything of their own anymore. They import all of it. There's this international codependence that's been set up. So, you know, if we can put all the countries against each other and destabilize all these countries and all this trade sort of breaks down, then nobody's going to have their access to anything, except the people in Israel, of course. And that's the way it goes. So, you know, we've seen how this has happened in all of our countries over the years. So now the United States is going to a rapid decline, because Israel is going to pull funding from it. It's going to build its own weapons factory. It's got $110 billion they want to put into it. It's going to start producing its own weapons. It's going to expand its territories, and it's going to create as much anti-Semitism in the world as it possibly can to drive all of the Jewish people in the world home, or not home, but back to Israel, to the state of Israel, so it can expand its borders. So it's got the numbers to do it, and then it's going to send the rest of the world into decline if you do not humble yourself before the state of Israel. Then you will suffer. That's the world they want to create, and you know, it's a bit of a problem, folks. So you know, how do we deal with it? Well, we've got to realize this is happening, and we've got to remove support from it. Non-compliance. It's how to do it. It's how to do the whole thing. You know, they're the ones running this whole surveillance system. They're the ones running the whole thing and putting this whole smart grid together. And we've just seriously got to pay attention to it. We've got to let people know what's going on, and we've got to not comply with it. Now, like I've said before, none of this can happen without this smart grid. None of it can happen without the digital ID. None of the stuff they want to do. And what we're basically seeing is a consolidation of power, the rapid expansion of Israel, and the rapid rollout of the smart grid. And that's where we're going, folks. And you know, 2026 is going to be a hell of a year. Oh, look, there's Jeff. I think he's about to do a video. Look at that. Great minds think alike. I'm still staying at Jeff's place, as you can see. You're about to do a video.
A quiet start to the year here, you know.
Yeah, yeah, quiet start to the year.
The Jews attacking Venezuela now.
It's unbelievable, so,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Got to do a two-hour video now. You're probably doing one as well.
Yeah, I'm doing one now, yeah. It's not going to be 2 hours, but yeah, it's insane what's just going on in Venezuela. I mean, Maduro was an arsehole, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But have you seen who they're putting in place?
Oh, of course.
Like, incredible, incredible.
She's in the World Economic Forum. She's said they're going to...
The first thing she's going to do, she's already gone there and put her hand on the wall. She said one of the first things she's going to do as soon as the place has been stabilized, then she's going to go and move the embassy, the Venezuelan embassy, to Jerusalem.
I promise we one day we'll have a close relationship between Venezuela and Israel. And I can announce this, that our government will move our Israeli embassy to Jerusalem.
And she said, once it'll be stabilized, once we've managed to conquer freedom. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I would like to thank Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of the State of Israel. I myself look forward to visit the State of Israel as soon as we conquer freedom. We will prevail.
You can't make this shit up, man. So, yeah, that's who they've put in place. I mean, you think, sure, they want to go and take out the drug trade. Sure they do. And but wouldn't you put in place the other guy, El Mundo Gonzalez, who actually won the election, that Maduro stole it from?
I actually asked Grok, I said, how much fentanyl goes to Venezuela? And it was like, zero. And I said, how much cocaine? It's like 5% maybe. It's like obviously not about that, right? It's It's the petrodollar for the oil. And it's the Jew stuff, just putting their New World Order into place.
It's insane. And Trump said immediately, we're going to be pulling a lot of money out of the ground there. We're going to be pulling a lot of resources out of the ground.
Yeah, and everyone's going to see that money, I'm sure, as they're going massively into more debt.
It's all going to go over to Israel, and all that oil that was going to China will go to Israel. The new president will totally support Israel, because Venezuela was recognizing Palestine. Trump was the one who put sanctions on Venezuela back in 2017 and cut them off from the world markets anyway, which forced them into trading with China. And all. Like, it's a puppet show.
Totally.
It's a freaking puppet show at this point.
Yeah, it's been quite the year. And you talk about the earthquake?
I did mention it, yeah, 6.5.
So we start off the year with the big earthquake here, which you just stayed in bed. Everyone was out here. But you're like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next day, it's the attack on Venezuela. It's like, we don't even get like a break to start the year. They're just hitting us like every day.
It was like January 1st, the earthquake, wasn't it, or January 2nd?
What was it, the 1st?
2nd. What's today?
Third. I don't know. I don't keep track of time. Today's the 3rd,
so it was the 2nd, it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday I morning, 7:30 in the morning or something.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I'm just there, and the house is rocking, I went, oh fuck. So I just stay in bed and thought, okay, this is cool, you know, I'll ride it out. Yeah. So yeah.
Quite the start to the year. Anyway.
Yeah.
I guess they don't know Narcopocos in Puerto Vallarta yet or something. Maybe their AIs are a little slow. They keep hitting here.
Well, actually, there's a lot of damage in Mexico City as well.
Yeah, it was actually almost as bad there, because it's built on sand.
Yeah, yeah.
So any sort of earthquake, the
whole
place.
Like, it was only 25 miles from here, but Mexico City's like 4 hours drive or 3 hours drive.
Yeah, it's quite a ways.
It's crazy. Like, but buildings, there was a building came down, 12 people injured, a couple of people died.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Two deaths, yeah. And a couple of buildings got condemned, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, full on. Enjoy.
All right.
There you go, folks. Cameo. Yeah, it's been really good of him to let me stay at his place here. And it's just, yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm actually in Acapulco is because an Acapulco used to be here, and I do have some friends here. But I'm just wondering whether I even need to be here anymore. So there's no much point in me getting a place. Jeff's only here for another, I think, week. Then he's taken off again. He's going somewhere overseas. And so yeah, then I'll figure out where I'm going to be. Maybe Puerto Vallarta, maybe somewhere else. I don't know. But it's good that I'm able to do this. I posted a video the other day as well of that Hitler song that everyone liked that I had on the end of one of my videos, just called Adolf. Got a bit of flack for that. And by posting that video, folks, I'm not in any way saying I'm a supporter of Adolf Hitler. I think he was a politician like anybody else. But by the same token, I also do not support the official narrative of World War II, and I think it's important that people look at that. So anything that helps them do that, I think is a good thing. And it's a good song. So I did a clip for that and shared that. But yeah, I'm sorry for anybody it offended, but hey, I think it's a good song. But there he is. He's doing his stuff. So, yeah. Funny how that works. Bit of an overlap. be interesting to see who gets the video uploaded first. But anyway, this is only going to be short, I think, folks. Like, he's probably going to end up doing like a 2-hour long video. He's got a lot to talk about. But I just think the most important thing is to be prepared for what's coming in 2026. Understand Israel really wants to push the world into war. I've seen another thing come out, some news about some homeless shelter or some homeless restaurant that was receiving millions in funding from the United States in Minnesota. And had like a 35-seater restaurant, was claiming it served 18,000 meals a day or something to homeless people. And apparently there was no restaurant and no nothing. There's just nothing there. And there's all this stuff going on now, and Trump has pulled funding for homeless people from the entire state of Minnesota as a result of that. So this is going to set another precedent as well. And you've got to wonder why it's been done now. There's this some young guy who's taken credit for this, exposing this scam. But this was actually reported, I think, by Project Veritas back around 2020. Like 5 or 6 years ago, this was reported by Project Veritas that this was going on. There were these homeless shelters set up, or these homeless soup kitchen type places that were set up, who were receiving government funding, and there was no business going on. They were not doing any meals, they weren't doing anything, they were just taking the funding and running with it. And this was reported in 2020, I think. And now that story has resurfaced, and these young guys getting credit for it. And as a result, Trump has pulled all funding from homeless shelters in Minnesota. They'll go in and they'll investigate it a little bit, and then you'll probably see that widen, and he'll pull funding from all homeless shelters across the United States. Now, the goal is to really drive the United States into poverty. Now, when they talk about equality, now all of this stuff they talk about with equality, it isn't stopping poverty in the third world and bringing it up to US standards. It's evening things out by dropping all developed Western countries down to third world standards. What they're doing with the United States, it's what they're doing with Europe, it's what they're doing everywhere. You've got to be able to see this. I mean, through the mass migration, through all of the taxes and all of the difficulty it is just getting somewhere to live and paying rent. I think I mentioned to you before that my nephew in Australia, he's paying, or when I was there, they were talking about putting his rent up on this old 40-year-old shitbox that he lives in, little two-bedroom dump, putting his rent up to $1,200 a week. Who can possibly pay $1,200 a week for a two-bedroom house? I mean, how much money do you have to be earning to pay $1,200 a week rent? And how do you eat after that? How do you travel to work? How do you do anything after spending that amount of money just to put a roof over your head? I mean, it's ridiculous. So it's happening in all of our countries. And now, you're seeing presidents set all over the place. Like, what Australia did when it disarmed its population after the Port Arthur massacre. And this is sort of, and then now all this age restriction now in Australia. Apparently, like now, it's in place now. Even if you're an adult, if you want to use a Google search engine, you want to sign into Google, you want to do anything like this, you've got to show ID to show that you're not underage. Because if you're under the age of 16, or you're between the ages of 13 and 16, you're not allowed to use the internet or social media. I don't know, are kids younger than that able to use it? I don't know. I haven't really looked at it. I'd be interested if someone could post a comment on one of my videos from Australia and let me know. Because I read that it was imposed for ages 13 to 16. I'm wondering if like 10 and 12 year olds can still access the internet and access social media under their parents' profile. You know, because I mean, they might be able to access social media after their parents go to bed or something. They could sneak up and use the computer and get chatting with some adult, and you know, it'd be a great trap for pedophiles to find young kids if they are, if it just applies to 13 and 16 year olds, or 13 to 16. I'd be interested to find that out, because that'd be interesting as well, wouldn't it? Like, if a kid grew up using the internet, he's allowed to use it till he's 12 years old, then when he turns 13, suddenly he's banned from using it for 3 years. That's going to create some really weird psychological shit in the kid's head. So I'd be interested to know, what goes on with that. But because that's in place, I'm being told that any type, if like logging onto Facebook, YouTube, Google, anything like that, if you want to use a search engine in Australia, and again, if someone's in Australia and they can confirm all this for me, but apparently you've got to show biometric ID to do it. You've got to verify your age to protect the children, of course. So, yeah. And, you know, the world's looking at that. They're looking at how Australia managed to disarm its people. I mean, the United States has been trying this method for a long time. Apparently, like, that shooting in Rhode Island has got Israeli fingerprints all over it as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if this whole Minnesota thing has Israeli fingerprints on it as well. But it's interesting that that came to prominence now when it was actually reported on 6 years ago. Well, at least 5 years ago. Why now? You know, as wealth is being transferred by Trump to the state of Israel, and as Israel is cutting off funding by not buying weapons from the United States anymore, and you're going to see a huge decline in the living standards in the United States, it is at this particular time that Trump announces he's going to be removing funding for homeless shelters. That's a little strange, don't you think, folks? Yeah, and will it lead to bigger things? Will it lead to this happening in other states for whatever other reasons they want to cook up? So, yeah. Crazy times, folks. And all this is happening as the world is moving rapidly into war. And again, it's all the war for greater Israel and the war to destroy Amalek, which is basically the war to destroy all life.
The Jewish community is hell-bent on destroying Western civilization. I think that they're obsessed with it. I think it's part of their biological spirit. I think part of it is a revenge complex. They think that we've hurt them and injured them in some way as white people. And I think this is a 3,000-year war against Western civilization by this tribe of people that are now at the absolute peak of their power. They've never been so powerful. And likewise, we have never seen such rampant degeneracy, such rampant anti-national politics. We've never seen the promotion of transgenderism and homosexuality on kindergarten children. Like, we've got in Australia, there's transsexual flags and also Aboriginal flags in the kindergarten.
Well, you understand that's the goal. Then you understand why these people do the things that they do. But anyway, folks, I'm going to try to keep this video short, so I'm going to leave it there for now. And I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. I've got a lot on. I have to get back to the United States to see my friend. And see if we can facilitate some healing. And and I'm still kind of up and down. Jeff will only be here for another week or so. I could go with him when he leaves to his ranch, or I could go back to the United States for a little while. So I've just got to toss things around and see what's going to be best. I mean, or I could stay here for a while as well. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff I need to really think things out, so I've got a lot on my plate. But yeah, suffice to say, the war in Venezuela is not what people think it is. It's not to free the people. It's to install a puppet who will make things look a bit freer for the people. They'll promote some Western ideologies and all that sort of stuff, and they'll create fun, family-friendly, designated enjoyment zones for the people. I'll put in a central bank to get them all enslaved to debt slavery. And, you know, they'll harvest their resources and harvest their forests and turn everything into a tourist attraction and turn it into a place that looks the same as everywhere else as quickly as they possibly can. And they will bleed it dry as quickly as they are able and make sure that it remains humbled and subservient to the real rulers of the earth that exist on stolen land in occupied Palestine. Let's not even call it Israel, because it isn't Israel. It is actually the exact opposite of what the word Israel means, because it was never about a block of land. It was about a feeling, it was about a connection. And it was the exact opposite of what it meant to be subservient to the state. Being in a state of Israel was being in a mental state where you had a connection to the divine God. Creating an Israeli state on the ground as a state, as a nation, is a direct contradiction and inversion of what the word Israel actually means. See how they invert everything? It's like the way the internet is a complete inversion of reality. Statute law is a complete inversion of God's law. Statute law pretends to be law, but all it does is cause harm by limiting your actions, limiting your ability to be you. Because the only real law is God's law, which is do no harm. That's it. People will say, well, if we didn't have law, all sorts of terrible stuff would happen. There'd be theft, there'd be all sorts of terrible things going on. Well, no, there wouldn't, because there wouldn't be a monetary system where you had to pay to be alive. So what would you need to steal? People would have life skills. The only crime you would have would be crimes of passion, which has always existed. Humans not being able to control their own inner demons, you know, jealousy, usually over a woman or a man or whatever, you know, usually over something to do with sex. Something to do with, you know, you've got your eye on something that I want, like this woman or this man or whatever. And people would fight. I mean, even the old Aboriginals, there were 30 different nations in Australia, 30 different Aboriginal nations in Australia. You used to go to war with each other quite regularly, and it was usually over a woman, because some guy from one tribe fell in love with a woman from another tribe, and there would be, you know, there was already some guy in that tribe who had his eye on that woman, and they'd end up having a war over it. The two tribes would fight. And crimes of passion. But there wouldn't be any need to steal or any need to judge people by what they own or any of that sort of stuff if people simply realized they were here to be on their own spiritual path. And all they have to do is the right thing. All they have to do is follow God's law. Be the best they possibly can at being themselves, but don't harm anybody else or anything else in the process. And for all those vegans and things out there, well, you know, at this present state of time, due to the, I would say, the damage that's been done to the human system, the best form of food really at the moment is protein that you can get from meat. It's second hand, but as I've said before, I wouldn't be surprised if we never ate meat. I wouldn't be surprised if none of the animals ate each other. I wouldn't be surprised if we were all in touch with the ether. Some of these ancient energy devices and some of the stuff from the old world. I mean, the fact that there were so many buildings from the old world, incredible buildings, that had no apparent heating system and had no toilets in any of the buildings. This would indicate that we didn't eat a lot. There weren't great piles of shit everywhere, so who knows? Maybe something happened. Something happened to change this environment, and all animals and all life lost its connection to the ether and got demoted to the value of eating each other. I don't know. I mean, I prefer not to eat meat. I prefer not to eat anything. I've always found eating to be a bit of a hassle, something that I have to do. But I eat very little. Admittedly, I'm kind of skinny. But I eat so little, and I get by just fine. So, yeah, I just wonder about all that sort of stuff. I think we live in a very different world to what we do now in so many ways. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave you there for now. I'm going to leave you again with the Anacapulco clip that's been created for Anacapulco and Puerto Vallarta in February. If you haven't got a ticket yet, you can still get them. And you can use my name, Egan, for a 10% discount on the ticket. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to the gig. Be nice to change the scenery a little bit, and it'd be good to visit Puerto Vallarta. And to all my friends in Puerto Vallarta, if you come along, I'm looking forward to catching up with you all. And I'll have time outside the conference where we can catch up anyway, so who knows, maybe I'll stay a week or two after, who knows what will happen. And yes, I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you to anybody who's sent me any kind emails. People wanting interviews, I've said to a few people, like three or four people that wanted interviews, I've said, yeah, we'll get them done in January. I'm still hoping I can do that. Like, I'm looking for somewhere that I can actually do interviews. I haven't got a microphone or anything like that set up. I use a camera on my laptop. It's not very good, but I could use it. But the microphone is not very good. So it'd be good if I had somewhere to set a microphone up. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to do that. I did use the laptop microphone once in an interview with someone, but there was a bad hum through the whole thing, like this resonance, like you could hear the resonance of the desk or something, I don't know. But sounded pretty bad. So I don't know, but I'm working on it. But thank you to all those people who sent kind emails. Thank you to all the people who do request interviews, and we will get them done. Thank you to all the people out there on the front line spreading the truth. It's so important. Thank you to the people who take little snippets out of these videos and create little TikTok videos that seem to be going viral and stuff as well. You know, every little bit helps to get the word out. So, and if people can't see Trump for what he is by now, well, I just don't know. I don't know how these people will ever wake up, the MAGA people. I mean, even if Maduro was an asshole who stole the election, you can't just do that, not without the permission of Congress. And if he was trafficking drugs, well, can you show us the drugs? We just saw you, you know, shooting rockets at a few boats. For all we know, these were just people out having a skiing holiday. You know, for all we know, we didn't see any proof of any drugs anywhere in anything that you've shown us. You said, yeah, yeah, we're doing this. Now we're going to blow up a few boats. Look, he won't stop sending drugs. So you blow up a few more boats. Look, he still won't stop sending drugs. And then so unannounced, you go in there and bomb the shit out of major infrastructure. You know, it isn't just the ports and stuff. It's major infrastructure, of course. So they can make things harder for the people. And even the sanctions that they put on there. We don't like what he's doing to his people. Because they put sanctions on Venezuela in 2017 because they said, yeah, it was for human rights abuses, human rights violations. We don't like what you're doing to the people, so we're going to put sanctions on your country so that everyone becomes broken, starving, and has an even harder time than what you're doing to them. Because if you're going to abuse your people, well, you're not doing it right. We need to abuse them because we can abuse them a lot better. That's basically the methodology and the logic. And we're going to abuse your country so much, we're going to abuse your country to the point that the people are absolutely desperate so that they rise up and overthrow you. That's the logic. They didn't do it, so we'll stage a few of these boats out there. Who knows? Fucking, were they even real? Could have been CGI. Show us the drugs. Where's the drugs? Show us. No. We're going to go and bomb them, and we're going to kidnap this guy and his wife, and we're going to knock out a whole bunch of infrastructure, probably power plants, and God knows what they took out. Probably transport system, communications. Who fucking knows what they took out? We'll say, oh, it's just the ports. Yeah, of course it is. And now we're going to install a Zionist puppet. Not the guy who won the election that this guy should have allowed to take office. No, not him. We want to put this woman in who kind of resembles the Joker without even putting any makeup on her. She's got this thing going on with her mouth, you know. And she's already sworn allegiance to the bad guys. And she's going to totally move the embassy to Jerusalem and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, she's going to humble herself before the state of Israel. And, of course, the United States has said they're going to have to send soldiers in there, like in that little rave that Trump put out there when he said, yeah, we're going to extract a lot of wealth from the ground. He said, we're going to have to put military in there, of course, to guard the bases. So you're going to see a military base going into Venezuela, which will be a great jump-off point for waging war against other South American countries if they do not capitulate and humble themselves before the state of Israel. Trump's already saying that, you know, should he stay in office? Should I stay in office, you know? Do we need to have another election? I mean, aren't I great? Aren't I making America great again? Shouldn't you just keep me in place? You watch, he's going to try to run for a third term. He's going to say, well, you know, they stole the election before, and I was supposed to get two terms on my last time I was in office, and I didn't get it. I had to come in now and fix up all these problems, and look at all the good that I've done in the last year. Like in the first year of office, I mean, I've managed to wage war on seven countries, bomb seven countries. It's just insane. So, you know, of course I need the Peace Prize because I'm the anti-war president. It's just unbelievable. So, you know, are they even going to have another election, or will he try to maintain power? You know? It's just unreal. And I know he's going to... He might lose the midterms because of Candace Owens, you know? It's just such a theatre, folks. Such freaking theatre. And all that's gone by the wayside. People have forgotten all about Candace Owens. She was the number one podcast in the world. I looked at the podcast charts the other day. She's like number 35 now. In a matter of 2 weeks, she's just gone... That closed-door meeting with Erica Kirk, I mean... Even if she was having a wake-up moment... Now, she totally stepped off the rails with that one. And so now Erica's got her young guy for her new grift. Like, it's just unreal. But anyway, like I said, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. So thank you for sharing this time with me. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website as well. I really do appreciate you guys helping out. It's going to be interesting to see what this year brings, folks. But I would expect there to be some pretty severe conflict. And I would expect a major event because, you know, so much of Israel or so much of the United States is now against the genocide in Gaza and against Israel. And they're still trying to paint that as being pro-Hamas when nobody's pro-Hamas. Hamas is an Israeli creation. They're not pro-Hamas. They're just against the slaughter of children. But they're saying you're either with Israel or you're pro-Hamas. It's ridiculous, of course, but this is the narrative they want to push. And so many people see through it now. And so they're going to have to stage something big. I mean, sure, we're going to see the war in Iran. Israel's bound to do that. But they'll stage something in the United States as well, maybe in New York or LA or something. They're probably New York. And they'll say that this was Iran who did this. Everything they try to tie to Iran, it's all Iran. They're saying that the Venezuelan government was Iranian-backed, you know. Everything's Iranian-backed. Anything that goes against Israel is Iranian-backed. If you're posting comments on X and you don't like what Israel's doing, then you're Iranian-backed. Or backed by Qatar or whatever, you know. You know, Tucker Carlson is saying Israel is the biggest threat to world peace and is a threat to all of mankind. So they're calling him Tucker Carlson, you know. Interesting to hear him saying that. He's completely correct. tell. I don't know. I don't listen to Tucker Carlson. So, yeah, but there's a lot of people waking up. So they need to turn the tide, and their traditional way of doing this has always been through false flag terror attacks. So expect something big, folks. And like I said, you've got that alignment happening, and I think there's stuff going on in February and March, or March, April, between February and April, just because, you know, they've got to kickstart this war before then, or around then, because they need to take out the Temple Mount, take out Al-Aqsa Mosque, and get their temple built before October the 2nd, 2027. So, you know, they've got about 22 months to do this. So expect something big. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. Look, this is one of Jeff's dogs. This is Lucky. Hey, Lucky. Hey, Lucky. Lucky. Oop, he's upside down. I'll turn you up the right way. Hey, Lucky. How you doing? Hey, Lucky. Yeah, so bit of camera malfunctioning there. But yeah, so I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. Please take very good care until then. I'll try not to leave it too long. Like I said, I'm a bit all over the place. I'm still sort of out on a limb and don't really know where I am, but I'll work it out. And there's here in the sun. Isn't that beautiful, that little piece of roadway there? Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked again. Isn't that nice? It's beautiful. Jeff's yardsman is really good. He comes out here and sweeps the street and makes sure the entrance looks beautiful. They currently have a garden on the house side, so they've got that on the other side, and it's yeah, it's beautiful. But anyway, folks, I will leave it there for now, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. I'll get to you another video as soon as I can. Who knows what's going to happen over the next few days? It's just insane. We're only 3 days into the new year, and we're already bombing Venezuela, and I can just imagine where it's going to go from here. So, and I do spare a thought for the people in Gaza, because it's still ongoing, folks. It hasn't stopped. And they're experiencing terrible hardship at the moment, again by the same people. But what can we do? Anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Please take very good care until we speak again. In Lakesh.
Freedom in the breeze, oceans him, no chains, no pleas, no rulers, no kings, no scripts to recite. Burn the old book, let the phoenix ignite. Rebirth on the sand where the rebels convene. A genesis scene, mind sharp and keen. Dollars to dust, trust in the soul. Anacapulco, where we break the mold. Anacapulco, where the spirit flies. New dawn, breaking under open skies. No masters, no limits, no chains to choke. This is freedom's fire, and Anacapulco. Bonfires, thoughts spark like flint. Ideas ricochet, no permission, no stint. Borders dissolve, minds expand. Every soul sovereign, every mind grand. No contract signed, just a handshake truth. Ancient wisdom reborn in the fountain of youth. Rules crumble like castles at high tide. Revolution lives where the dreamers reside. Golden horizon, the birth of the free. Echoes of laughter, the waves decree. Freedom is anthem, a beat in the chest. Anacapulco, where the restless rest. Fly.
with performing artist Aya May. Anarchapulco opening party on February 15th. Anarchapulco Genesis, February 16th to 20th. The Dollar Vigilante TDV Summit, February 21st. The Crypto Vigilante TCV Summit, February 22nd. Agoraforco, retreats, and other excursions, February 21st to 27th. Bufo and other plant medicines with Bearheart throughout the event. A special Iboga ceremony with Christoph Melchizedek from February 23rd. Two Tesla plasma healing devices will be running throughout the event. Thanks to the Tesla Club. Bring the whole family. The Anarchapulco Family Camp runs throughout the event with activities for non-lethally injected, free-range, unschooled pure souls. Anarchapulco 2026. Genesis. Puerto Vallarta.